Boker Tov, world, and a Purim Mishulash, happy. And we're holding today on Daf Peites, brought to you from Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, and we are at the Halakha Mishnah. We're continuing on with the Dinim of Zakin Mamre, and now we'll get up to, after having defined what it is that the Zakin Mamre was chelek on, the Din Misa of the Zakin Mamre, now we talk about the timing of the Zakin Mamre. So, in me mitino tolo bebe din shibi iro, after he goes back and he's meira the halacha to do against what the Beis Din HaGadol said, and then we are mechayev him misa, where do we actually be mechayim the din of misa? So the halacha of a year is very special because the Torah specifies that everybody has to know about this. The chol ha'am yishmu'u v'yiro v'lo yizidun od. So since it's clearly meant to be publicized, there's a special halacha that he has to actually be nerag in the Beis Din HaGadol, and everyone should be there, and therefore it should be during the time of the regel, when everybody comes up, l'alias haregel. This is the shita of Rabbi Akiva, this is on the Rambam Paskins. So, in me mitino to lo bebetin shebi iro, velo bebetin shebi yavne, yalo ma'alino to lo bebetin HaGadol shebi Yerushalayim. So even if between the time that he was b'chuyev in the Beis Din, which obviously he would only have been chayev if he went against the Beis Din in Yerushalayim, like we said before. It would have to be in the Lishkas HaGozis. How about if during the time between the merida that he had against the Beis Din and the time of his execution, Beis Din moved and had to leave Yerushalayim, they went, even though the Beis HaMikdash was still around, so they could still be mekayim, the chayev of the Misa of the Beis Din. But the question is, would they actually have been Mamis Zakin Mamre somewhere else other than in the actual Yerushalayim? So the Mishnah tells us that Rabbi Akiva, there would not be another location. It has to be Malinoto. They would go back up into the Beis Din HaGadol, Yerushalayim, and they would be Mishamrimoto ad haregel. Usually, we don't put off an execution. As you remember, that's called the Inui Hadin. We don't even put it off for a day. But over here, Mishamrimoto ad haregel, whenever the closest Yom Tov is, Memitinoto beregel. Why? Shineemar v'chol ha'am yishmu v'yiro, v'lo yizidunot. People need to learn not to act in this type of way in which they define for themselves what is right and what is wrong. Dibri Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yudah says, how can you be ma'ane the din? In ma'anina dino shall say, we don't stay executions or postpone executions. Ela memitino to miyad. Just like the halacha is all over that we've seen until now, we do the misa immediately. V'kotvim v'sholchim sholchim b'chol ha'mekomot. As far as the din of letting everybody know about it, we let everybody know about it. We could send messages. We can have Zoom meetings. We can send WhatsApps. But the point is, they don't have to actually witness the execution, as we're going to see in the Gemara. Rabbi Yudah brings right from the pasuk. So kotvim v'sholchim shluchim b'chol ha'mekomot. So we send messengers all over. Ish ploni mitchayev mita bebeitin. And we explain why, that he was married against Sanhedrin, and that everyone has to realize what that implies. Tana Rabbanan, ein mitino to lo bebeitin shebi iro, even though the actual events took place in the local Beis Din, in his own hometown, but that's not where we are memisim, and not even if the Beis Din HaGadol had moved to Yavne, to lo bebeitin shebi Yavne, ela ma'alino to lo bebeitin HaGadol shebi Yerushalayim, umeshamrim oto ad haregel, umemitim oto baregel. Shenemar v'cholam yishmu v'yiro, divrei Rabbi Akiva, like we had in the Mishnah. And here, Rabbi Yehuda points out what he thinks the mistake is in Rabbi Akiva. He says to Rabbi Akiva, v'chi nemar v'cholam yiru v'yiro. Does it say everyone will see this execution and they will fear? Halola nemar yishmu v'yiro. What does it say? It says everyone will hear about it and they will take a lesson from it. So obviously, if the din was that they were supposed to see it, why would it say Yishmu V'yiro? Therefore, it means that We let people know. It doesn't mean they have to be there. And in which case, I don't understand why you, Rabbi Akiva, say that we would be ma'aneh dino, lama ma'anim dino shel zeh. For what possible reason, if the Torah doesn't allow us to? Usually it's osur. Ela me'mitino to miyad. The truth is, we do actually mekayim the chiyuv of putting him to death, v'kotvim v'sholchim b'chol makom, and then everyone will hear about it because we'll send messages and we'll send signs to all different places. Ish ploni nitchayev mita beit din. Tanur Rabbanan, there are four different places where the Torah insists that we have to let people know about it. And each one of these is a pasuk, and that is called hachraza. Hachraza means we proclaim what it was that was done by them and that fact that we had to execute them on that basis. So these are the four cases. Mesit, and we'll go through each one we're going to discuss. Mesit, ben sorer umoreh, zaken mamre, and edim zoymami. So those are the four cases. In each one, the Torah says that people should be Yishmu'u, Viro, although it doesn't use exactly the same language. Because it uses a completely different word when it comes to Edim Zomimim. So actually, the first three, it says either V'chol Am, Yishmu, Viro, or V'chol Yisrael, Yishmu'u, Viro. Now, the Gemara doesn't mention it, but the Rishonim point out that when it comes to the Zaken Mamre, it's true that it does say that, but it also says, V'lo yezidun od, which means that that's the reason that we are more makbid over here, because the important thing is for people to be impressed with the concept of law and order, and that what it is that the Torah gives us in the Lishkas Hagazis is definitive of our lives. That is a new point that's added. And because of that, but the other cases, the other three cases, we don't find that we would wait until they come to Yerushalayim or anything like that, even though it says the same language. But here, it adds those words. But there is one difference, fascinating difference, and that is, that's true about three cases where it says Kol Ha'am or Kol Yisrael, but by Enim Zomim, it doesn't say V'Kol Ha'am. It says Hanisharim Yishmu V'Yiro. Those who are others, the left behind. Why is that? Very simple. Because when it comes to the things that we talked about earlier, those are things that need to impact everyone. But Edim Zomimim, the only people that have to be impacted by Edim Zomimim are people that are roi for Edus. And since not that many people roi for Edus, people that are have stolen things, that lie, and so on and so forth, the people that are not related, so those people would not be included in the pasuk. So you can't say V'chol Ha'am, you can't say V'chol Yisrael, so therefore you say Hanisharim, the remainder of those who are in this set of potential witnesses, they should be Yishmu V'Yiro. Which brings us to our very own great moment, begins Sir Richard. I think the Talisker is wearing off. Or maybe it's still early in the morning by you. All right, we'll have more Mishnahs to come then. So now we're moving on to the rest of the things that were mentioned in our Mishnah, in the first Mishnah. And that was the cases of the Navi. So we spoke about a Navi HaSheker. And Navi HaSheker, we've got a lot of actual Navi things that are related to the Dinim of Navias, but they're not exactly the same. So this Navi HaSheker, so that would be Hamit Nabe Marshalo Shama. So firstly, you could have a Navi, a guy that just proclaims that he's a Navi. You got these guys walking around claiming, and you know what God said to me? Especially people with Jerusalem syndrome, they're all over the streets. So that's considered to be a Navi Sheker. You have to be careful not to say even something so stupid like that, even as a joke. Let's say God spoke to me. That is considered to be a Chiyuv Misa. I mean, obviously, you know, not if it wasn't really meant, but still, It's an, you're speaking out, Ki'ilu, you're doing an Iser Gadol. Or it was an actual Nevi'ahs. The thing is, it wasn't his Nevi'ahs. He heard it from a Navi, and it's not as if God didn't say it. So when he announces, God says, he's saying a Nevi'ahs. This is not his Nevi'ahs. So those cases, both of them, are mitato bidei Adam. That is considered to be a chiyuv of a misa in Bezdin. But there are other issues that have to do with Nevi'ahs that are not a chiyuv in Bezdin. They're a chiyuv of misa bidei Shamayim. So that would include a kovesh et nevuato, somebody who was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to say over this Nevi'ahs, like Yonah, and he refuses to do it, or HaMivater al Divrei Navi, he just ignores what the Navi tells him, he doesn't listen to the Navi, or a Navi who actually was over al Divrei Atzmo, he does the opposite of what he was told to do with his own Nevi'ahs. A person like that, mitato bidei shamayim. There it's not a chiyav misen bestin, but it is a chiyav shenemar anochi edrosh mi'imo. So since HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, v'haya ish, asher lo yishma el dvarai, asher yedaber b'shmi, anochi edrosh mi'imo. We're going to figure out how that includes all of the above cases. Ha-mitnabe b'shem avodat kochavim, v'omer, kach amra avodat kochavim, afil kiveneta halacha, the tameata tamei, the taherata tahor, somebody also who may be saying exactly what the halacha is, but he says it over in the name of an avodah zarah, he is chayev misa bidei adam, and he's chayev chenek, like any navi sheker that speaks in the shame of avodah kerchavim. That was the case that we had in the Mishnah. And Habal Eshet Ish, we say that he's Chayev in that case. These are the last ones that are Chayev Chenek, and that were listed in our Mishnah. So what constitutes an Eshet Ish that's Chayev Chenek, as opposed to the Eshet Ish, which is Chayev Skila, which would be the Arusa, the Nara Murasa? So as we saw before, the moment that she goes into the Rishus of the husband, even if she is still a betula, they never consummated the marriage, so Alfa Pishalo Nivala, she is already not considered to be a Nara Hamurasa, and she was given over already by the father to the husband, then she was already out of the range of Nara Hamurasa. And once someone is Ba'alea, so committing adultery with her is a chiyav of chenek and not a chiyav of skila. And we also remember had the case of the zomim bat kohenu bo'ala. So over here we had that special case, one special case of the overall set of adultery was the Nara Murasa, which we said was anybody, a Yisrael as well. But we also have a case of a Bas Kohen. Now, that was a machlokas, whether the Bas Kohen is the Chiev of Sreifa, even as an Aramurasa, or whether if she's an Aramurasa, we're not going to go down from Skila to Sreifa. This was dependent on which one was more Chomer, remember, and how it is that we learned the Pusik of the Bas Kohen. Is it referring to an Asua Bat Kohen? Is it referring to the Aramurasa as well? Okay, that was the machlokas we had earlier. According to the Chachamim, the Zomimei Bat Kohen, they are going to be Chayev according to what the Boel, the one who was the adulterer, if we find out, if let's say there really is an adulterer, so what's the din? The din would be that he is Chayev Chenek, even though she is Chayev Sreifa. So that was that very unusual case, that we have different chiyuvim for the male and the female. The only other place we find something like that is by Shivcha Charufa. And because of that, we are derish the posik vasitem lo kasher zamam la'asot la'achiv. Why is it la'achiv? V'lo la'achoto. Certainly there's a din of kasher zamam on all cases, whether it's ach or achot. Ah, but what if there's a difference between the onesh that would have been applied to the adulteress versus the onesh that's applied to the adulterer? So there the pasuk is being ma'adif the achiv to go according to what the chiv would have been to the male, to the adulterer, rather than what they would have been mechayev her. So those two cases would be still chenek, despite the fact that she would be chayev in sreifa. Therefore, they're included in our Mishnah of Elohein Hanechanakim. So the Zomim Bat Kohen and the Boala, even though normally Kol HaMuzamim are Magdimim Lo Tamita, normally the halach of Kasher Zomam is precisely as it says, Kasher Zomam Lasot. Whatever it is that the Edim wanted to do to this person by testifying falsely, that's what's done to them. The only case where it's different is the Zomene Bat Kohen, because of the fact of Achiv, and of course Boala, he is the Achiv. So now the Gemara explains that Nogea the Dinim of a Novi. So we've got three Dinim of a Novi that are Bidei Adam, and three Dinim of a Novi that the death is Bidei Shammai. And this basically is to spread out clearly the Dinim in the Mishnah. So, Amitantema Shalo Shama. Somebody says something that he didn't hear at all, claims to be a prophet. Uma Shalo Ne'emar Lo, or something that he heard, but he heard it from another Navi. He didn't hear it from God. Or, Amitnabe B'Shem Avodat Kochavim. Those three cases are all Achiev of Misa Bidei Adam. HaKoveshet Nevuato, but the other three cases are someone who doesn't say the Nevias that was given to him. HaMevater Al Divrei Navi, anybody who ignores the words of a Navi and he doesn't do what he's told to do. And a Navi Sha'avar Al Divrei Atzma, a Navi who was said something to him and he ignores his own words that were said to him. Mitatan Bidei Shamayim, there it says, I will take care of that. Nochet Roshenu Mi. So what's the marker? Amrav Yud Amarav, well, take a look at the pasuk. The pasuk over here says, Ach ha-navi asher yazid ledaber davar bishmi, et asher lo tziviv ledaber, v'asher yedaber b'shem Elohim achirim, umet ha-navi ahu. So we're saying that that pasuk includes the three cases, which are umet ha-navi ahu, which is bechenek. Okay, so let me analyze it for you, says Rav Yehuda Amarav. So first of all, let's take the first words in the pasuk, Hanavi Asher Yazid Daber Davar Bishmi. So that is saying something in my name. I never said that. And Zeh Hamitnabe Ma Shelo Shama. He didn't hear that, and therefore he's included in a Navi Sheker. Vashelo Tziviv. That would be, what is that adding? Ah, that's adding Ashelo Tziviv. I did not command it to him, but that means I did say it to somebody. Holochaveiro Tziviv. So this is adding a case where actually it was said, it just wasn't said to him. And he heard the Navi say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him this, and he says it over as if it's his Navias. So Zeh Hamitnabe Mashalo Ne'emarlo. So that too is included in this pasuk with that extra word tziviv. Ve'asher yedaber b'shem Elohim achirim clearly is a reference to Amitnabe b'shem avodat kochavim. In all of these cases, it says umet hanaviyahu. And remember, we have our missing gabi klal, but the klal is that the Torah mentions a misa stam. Kol mita amura b'torah stam is always enu elchenek. So that means that these three cases are listed in the Mishnah of Chenek. The other three, which we said were hakoveshet nevuato, hamevater al divrei navi, unavi sheavar al divrei atzmo, all of these are bidei shamayim. How do we know that? Dechtiva ish asher lo yishma. So here we're talking about the word yishma. Now, there's different ways of reading that word. So we could read that kribe lo yashmiya. So we say, lo yashmiya, he will not let it be heard, meaning he won't actually say the Nevi'ah that he was told to say. But we could also read that word, lo yishama, someone who doesn't pay any attention to what I'm saying. And it would also be the case that it's the lo yashmia and the lo yishama besides the lo yishma. So the person that doesn't listen, the person that doesn't say it over, and the person himself who was told, and he is not yishama reflexively, so he doesn't keep his own neviyas, anochi adrosh mimo, I'll take care of that guy, as opposed to yumat. Let us give some nice examples of actually these cases. We have actual cases like this. So we have a mitnabe mashalo shama. So that's the famous case. This is a case that we spoke about right at the beginning of Baba Kama. Remember, this was the moker of the din of negicha. So that was Tzidkia ben Kinana. So he makes himself a yaslo Tzidkia ben Kinana karnei barzel. So he makes these keren, and they're made out of iron. And he said, Ko Amar Hashem, Ve'ela Tinagach et Aram, you are going to destroy Aram with these horns, so to speak. And now this was the whole big problem, because remember what happened over here. What happened is that there was supposed to be a joint attack of Yehoshaphat together with Ahav. Yehoshaphat was a big tzaddik. Ahav was an Eved Avodah Zarah. And they decided that they're going to go together and fight Aram. So Yehoshaphat wanted there to be a Nevi'ah that would say that he should go ahead and he should do this. So Ahav brought together hundreds of Nevi'im, and they all say exactly the same words, as we'll see. And so, as is often the derech of Nevi'im, that they make a simon for what it was that they were told, so Tzidkia ben Kinana, he put on a whole show, where he makes these kranot, and he says, you are going to see the same way that these are powerful, and you're going to be able to do that. Then, what happened was, is for some reason, I was going to be explaining all of this, for some reason, Yehoshaphat didn't trust any of these Nevi'im. So he says, that there's no other Navi. So Ahav says to him, I don't understand, how many hundreds of Nevi'im do you want? So, okay, so he said, I want another Navi Lasha. Okay, so he goes and finally he finds Michayel. Okay, so he asks Michayel, and actually Michayel says, no, you're going to be killed. And that's actually what happened, is that Ahav is killed. And for some reason, all of the other Nevi'im were saying exactly the same words. So now what really was happening behind the scenes is, you will recall the whole Nevi'ah in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks which Ruach is ready to go out and give over a false Nevi'ah in the mouths of all of these Nevi'im. And that was Navot, where because of the fact that Ahav had killed Navot, that he wanted to take over the Kerem of Navot. And so his wife, Yezebel, has Navot murdered with some false charges, and Ahav goes ahead, and Haratzachta Gam Yarashta, he takes over that Kerem, and because of that, the Neshoma of Navot goes out and offers to be a liar, and to make up a Nevi'ah that wasn't true. So therefore, the Gemara asks, well, I don't understand. How can we expect Tzidkia ben Kinana to know that what he experienced as a Nevi'ah, that it was a lie? So my Havilei Lameva, why should he not say what he was told? You're holding him up as a classic example of a Navi Sheker. And as far as he was concerned, he was a Navi Emes. So my Havilei Lameva, after all the Ruach of Navot led him astray. Because remember, Vayomer Hashem, we have this incredible story in Melachim, where it says, Vayomer Hashem mi yifatet Ahav vayav yipol v'ramot Gilad. Who is going to seduce Ahav and get him to go and find his death in Ramot Gilad in a ridiculous attack against Aram? Vayetze haruach vayamod lifnei Hashem vayomer ani afatenu. So this nefesh comes out, the spirit, which the Gemara will say is the spirit of Navot, I am going to go and seduce him. Vayomer, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, tefateh, go, seduce him, vegam tuchal. You indeed will succeed. Say v'aseche, now go out and do it. So that's what happened. So Tzidkiah ben Kenana was one of the 400 Nevi'im that were fooled by this Ruach Navot. So what was he supposed to do? Amar Rav Yehuda, by the way, note the language. It says, say. What do you mean, say? You should say, leich. No, say God is telling the Ruach Navot, get the hell out of here. Because anybody who's willing to be a liar has got a better place to go than here. And therefore, you will go straight to Gehenna. I don't want you here. Say mi mechitzati, you're ready to be a liar? People that are ready to lie don't belong up here with me. And when we talk about the Ruach, whose Ruach is that? Omer, Rabbi Yochanan, that is Ruach Shel Navot HaYisraeli. That was exactly the Ruach of Navot, who was the one that Ahav had essentially, through Izevel, had murdered. So that is basically the Ruach that wasn't supposed to be there because he was killed before he should have been killed. He didn't die normally. Anyway, getting back to the question. So how do we expect Tzidkiyahu to be so smart that he would know that this is not a real Nevi'is? Because everybody knows in the aspiring Navi's handbook is the Maimer of Rabbi Yitzchak. It's actually not in the handbook, as we're going to say, but right now we think it's in the handbook. So he should have been Medayek like Rabbi Yitzchak. The Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, the general rule is that Signon Echad Ole Lecha Menevi'im. So you can have a general Signon. How would you say Signon in English? Style. Or theme either. I mean, it actually means a little bit different according to the context. So over here it means the theme. So Signon Echad Ole Lecha Menevi'im. You could find a general signal. Maybe it comes from sign, actually. Signal. How about that? Maybe it means that. In other words, the way in which the overall meaning of a sign is. So a lot of the Nevi'im can get the same message, but ancient Nevi'im mitnabim b'signon echad. You'll never find two Nevi'im utilizing exactly the same, see, style of Signon. So in other words, each Navi will say over the message in their own style of speaking. And over here, everybody said exactly the same words. And that cannot happen in a Nevi'is, because a Nevi'is goes through the mind of the Navi. And over here, it means that the Navi's mind is being controlled. Because they're not speaking, they're obviously not speaking their own words. Therefore, surprisingly, that's a proof that it's not a Nevi'is. Interesting, right? Because the Navi, it participates in the Nevi'is. Whereas here, they were like, you know, what was that, that crazy woman in Harry Potter? She had that one time, she had that Nevi'is. It's exactly the time that it's not a Nevi'is, right? In terms of the halacha. Okay, so we find, for instance, let's talk about a Signon Echad, that's Ole Lecha Menevi'im, and they actually say the same Signon, but in their own words. So take a look at Ovadi. He's talking about the Nevi'is to Esav. So he says, Zedon Libcha Hishiecha. All right, so that's the end of Edom. But Yirmiyahu also talks about the end of Edom. And what does he say? He says, Tiflatzticha hishiotach. Your monstrosity has made you believe in yourself. Zidon libecha. So note, they both talk about hasha'a. They talk about zidon libecha, but in a completely different poetic fashion. So you see, this idea is definitely there, and the signon comes through, but in a very particular person's signon. In this case, all 400 Nevi'im of Ahav said exactly the same words. V'hane, midakamre kulo kehadadi, it's clear that Shmania lo kun kamei, the very fact that they use the same words, is a proof that it is not a prophecy. So Sidkiah ben Kenana should have realized that his mind was being manipulated and that he's being fooled into thinking that he's getting this Nevi'us. So he should have stopped right there. Wait a minute. How do we expect that Sidkiah ben Kenana would have known this particular halacha, since Rabbi Yitzchak is the one who said it, and we have no idea that in the aspiring Navi's handbook that every Navi is going to be reading Rabbi Yitzchak? I mean, listen, and we see in the Gemara very often, somebody, Lo Shemiah, you didn't hear that particular brisa, so maybe he never heard this brisa, so to speak. Ah, but that's not possible, don't you see? Because Yehoshaphat was there, right? And Yehoshaphat was insisting that we need to find another Navi. Now, how the heck was Yehoshaphat insisting that we need another Navi if there's already 400 Nevi'im there? So, clearly, since Yehoshaphat was there, and Yehoshaphat was the one person in the door that was the Av Beis Din, and he was roy to tell you what the halacha was. So it says over there, Vayomer Yehoshaphat. So he says to Achab, Ha'ein po Navi la'Hashem ha'od? What, there's no other Navi over here that is known to be a Navi? Omar Lay, so Yaakov says to him, I don't understand what your problem is. Aiko Kolani, 400 Navim are not enough for you. I mean, this is ridiculous. Omar Lay, Kach Mekublani mi Beit Avi Abba. I know this all the way from the time of David HaMelech, but it's a Kabbalah, that Signon Echad, Ole Lekama Nevi'im, Ve'en Shnei Nevi'im, Midnabim, Besignon Echad. So this mimer of Rabbi Yitzchak actually is Merumas in Tanakh, right over there. That would be a perfect example, therefore, of someone who should have not said the Nevi'is, and did. The other case that we had, Zan Midnabim Asher Lo Ne'emar Lo. So he says something that was said to a Navi, but it wasn't said to him. So what's that? That was Yirmiyahu, who was quoted by Hananiah ben Azor, and he actually took the Nevi'is. It's Kagon Hananiah ben Azor, and we find what happened over there is that he said that Bavel is going to be destroyed, and that the Caleb of the Beis Hamikdash are going to be coming back, and that you shouldn't worry, therefore, about the fact that the Bavlim seemed to be destroying everything and that the Yirmiyahu claims that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed. Not true. So what was he basing that on? So what happened is like this. Yirmiyahu himself was in the Shuka Elyon of Yerushalayim, and he was saying that the destruction of Beis HaMikdash was going to happen, but he also said, Ko Amar Hashem Tzvakot, Hineni Shover, at Keshet Elam. So over here, we were talking about Elam, which at that time was Poras, and that is going to be broken. So he, Hananiah, said, oh, so if that's the case, it's a Kavachomer. No, so Hananiah Kavachomer ba'atzmo. Ma Elam, Shloba, Yela Lazoret Bavel, Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu Yinishover, et Keshet Elam. So the fact is that Elam never started up with Klal Yisrael. There were soldiers of Elam that, because of their bris with Bavel, they were fighting together with Bavel. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I am going to destroy Elam based on that. So al achas kama v'kama, can you imagine? The Kazdim, who went to actually attack Klal Yisrael. So for sure HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to destroy them. So he made that Kal v'chomer. He then goes to the Shuka Tachton, as Yirmiyahu is saying over his Nevi'us about Elam and the Shuka Elyon, and he says, Ko Amar Hashem, Shavarti et Ol Melech Bavel, which never took place. So therefore, he is taking the Nevi'us of Yirmiyahu, and he's claiming that it's his Nevi'us. Omale Rav Popolop, I understand. How is this an example of a Nevi'us that was said to somebody else? It wasn't said to anybody. Yirmiyahu never got a Nevi'us like that. He made up the whole thing. So, you were saying that you're going to bring me an example of a Navi that says over someone else's Nevi'us, and then you tell me a story of a guy that makes up this something because he based it. on what Yirmiyo said. But Yirmiyo never heard that.
Amalei said, Rav Papa, you don't understand. Kimadis yaiv kavachom lamidra.
Is there a din of kavachomer in the Torah?
If there's a din of a kavachomer, so then that would mean that you have a right to apply a kavachomer to the words of a Navi.
So he said over what Yirmiyo said, based on the Midas, Shatir, and the Drashas ban. So therefore, he could say it, except for the fact that it was Yirmiyo who heard it. And he had no right to extrapolate that kavachomer and say it over as if Koamar Hashem. That's why it was a Nevius that he was never told, but based on the kavachomer, Yirmiyo was told. To Yirmiyo was clarified that that wasn't the point.
This, by the way, is Nogea, this week's Parsha. So what did we learn? That's an incredible pasuk, right?
Moshe Rabbeinu says, Koyamar Hashem, okay, what should you do? Go around killing everybody. You know, kill your fathers, kill your brothers, kill everybody. Remember that the
Tanit of Eliyo that we've spoken about says, I'm ready to swear in Hashem's name. God never said that.
So everybody goes, why, what? Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ko Amar Hashem, and you say, I swear, God never said anything like that. I understand. So Moshe Rabbeinu is a Navi Sheker. Rabbi say, if you look in Rashi, Rashi says the same thing. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ko Amar Hashem, and Rashi says, where did HaKadosh Baruch Hu ever say this?
With the Yisra of Avodah Zarah.
That's the Koamar Hashem. So it's basically the Yud Gimel Midas Shatir and the Drashas Ma'am there. This is an example. So Koamar Hashem, go around and kill everybody. Incredible, right? So that means that that is goof included in the Etzem Nevius of the Koamar Hashem. Amazing. So that's exactly the point over here. As far as he was concerned, this is what Yirmiyo said. Okay, but it wasn't said for him to say over. So basically, what it was that Hananiah ben Azor did was he stole the words that were sent to another Navi, and he said them over. Amazing. These Jews are just wild. Okay. Hamitnabe b'shem avodat kochavim. So what would that be? That's the classic case we had. The Navi Habal, they came over there and they told Eliyo, you know, this is what God says, and so on. And Akovesh nuvuato, that would be like Yonah ben Amitai. And he didn't go. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to go, and he didn't go. What about a Mvater al Divrei Navi? So we'll be an example of somebody who just ignores what a Navi tells him. So that would be a reference to Chavre de Micha. This is not the Micha that, you know what, this is Micha Yo ben Yimla. And it says over there, Isha Chad Mibnei HaNaviim, Omar El Re'eu Bidvar Hashem. So one of the Naviim, the Bnei HaNaviim, says to another Navi, he says to him, Hakenina, you have to hit me. That Navi refuses to hit him. And it says that he told him afterwards, Micha told him, Yana Sher Lo Shamata, you didn't listen to what it was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to you. I told you to hit me. So because you didn't listen to me, therefore, the minute you're out of here, a lion is going to get you. And sure enough, that's exactly what happened. He was found attacked by a lion, and he was killed by that lion. So this we know from the fact that he shows up in that same perek, because that was Micha, the Michayo ben Yimla. Fine. And Ahav said about him, the Farish. You don't want to ask that guy. That guy never says anything good about me. He's always Deber Alai Ra. So that's actually the reference to here. So the Maisa over here was that Gufa, what was happening? Why did he say to hit me? I mean, the whole thing is sort of weird, right? That's because he was supposed to be Makya Aram. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu had all of them brought to him, and he doesn't. He doesn't kill them. He lets them go. So therefore, this was going to be a simon, hit me. You don't hit me, you're dead.
That goofer was the Simon Tachov.
Fine. Anyway, so that's how it relates to the previous story. Then we have a Novi that is Eiver al Divrei Atzmo. Now, this is the story of Ido, also got into trouble with lions. So what happened over there? So Ido Hanovi, when he came, and he says right in front of Yeravam that this Mizbeach is just going to be completely destroyed, and they're going to be bringing Atzmais Adam, and so on and so forth, and Yeravam points at him and says, arrest that man, and Yeravam's arm is paralyzed and withers at that time. So Yeravam has to beg him to please give him back his arm, and he gets back the arm. And so Yeravam says, I want to be mechabed you, come to a seuda. And Ido tells him that, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me beferish that I am not to eat here at all. So he leaves. And he said, ki chein tzivaoti, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me beferish, is what he says, that it's osir for me to eat. Lo tochal lechem, lo tishtemayim, velo tashuv baderech asher halachta. Fine. So he goes to be mekayim his nevias. He's leaving town, and he goes past the house of another Navi, and that Navi comes out, and he says to him, Gam ani Navi kamocha. Listen, this was in Beisel, he said to him, I'm also a Navi, and I'm telling you, with the Dvar Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to me, have this guy, now that he's left town, have this guy come back, meaning Ido come back. And the Malach came to me, Bidvar Hashem, and said, Ashiveyu itcha, betcha, v'yochalechem, v'yesh bayim, but v'kicheshbo, he was lying. So he calls him in, and Ido believes him, because he was known to be a Navi, and he went back. This guy wasn't just some idiot, he was a known Navi. Fine, so in doing that, going back with him, he was over on his own avias. And then he went, and indeed the Aryeh found him and killed him. So we find the same thing. It was a terrible thing. There was a donkey that was standing there, and the lion is standing next to the donkey and not doing anything to the donkey, only killed Ido to make it very clear that this was a punishment for being over on his nevius. Toni Tana, Kameder of Chizda, HaKovesh et Nevuato Loke. Somebody who didn't say a nevius is going to get Malkus. So, what exactly would be the basis? It's a tremendous Chiddush. L'chora, there's no specific lav, and even if it would be, it's a lav shen b'maisa. So the question is, what would be the basis of this Malkus? Tosfos says maybe the idea over here would be the same way that Bezdin is Kefen, I say. So let's say somebody doesn't build a sukkah. So you just keep beating him up until he builds a sukkah. So we'll give him Malkus until he says his Nevias. So Rav Chisda said, it always is a good idea, Rav Barnea, to have patience. So Rav Chisda said to him, how do we know that he had an avias? Man da ochel tamrei ba'arbal alaki. I said, somebody, he eats dates out of this sieve. Nobody knows there's dates there. So who is going to see him doing something wrong? Somebody keeps something between him and himself. Man masrei be, I understand. There's nobody that's going to be there that's going to know what he's doing. So there's no way that we could possibly beat him up. Omer Abaye, no, there are. They're the other Nevi'im. Understand, how would they, other Nevi'im, know that he was given a Nevi'is and that he's not keeping his Nevi'is? How would they know? You know, Yodai. Omer Abaye, there's no such thing as a Novi not knowing. It says, Beferish, ki lo yaseh Hashem Elokim davar, ki im galas sodon avadav ha-Nevi'im. So that would mean that avadav ha-Nevi'im, they all are aware of what's happening in the world of Nevi'is. And therefore, they can say to him, because it says over here, even one sod, it's sodo, and it says it goes to the Nevi'im as a whole. So apparently there's a world of Nevi'is that you can tune into. And if a Nevi is meant to do something, then the Nevi'im will know that that has to be taken care of. But wait a minute. Maybe the Bezdin Shomala will actually decide not
to carry it out. Because remember that if something was an avias l'ra, so then they can change the psak. Somebody will do teshuva or whatever. There could be any reason. It's only on the avias l'tayva that has to be carried out. So if that's the case, how can they tell him, listen here, if you don't say you're an avias, we're going to be giving you malchus. I mean, how did they know that this was still nogea? He may know that it's not nogea. It's not yet the soda of Hashem. It's the best in Agadol, so to speak, in the Shemayim, that decided we're going to stay the execution here. No, because the same thing is true. Im ita dahadrebe, udue avim ode lekule navie. They would have known in the same way that we said every sod is given to all the navie. Well, wait a minute. I mean, Yonah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed his mind, ki'ilu, as they did teshuvah, right? And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu let them off. That was the whole point, is that this shows that you could do teshuvah. And Yonah, he didn't know. He was waiting for it to be destroyed. It wasn't destroyed. And obviously he was not informed. So how do you tell me that it's got to be that they would all know? He didn't know himself. Nah, Yonah. He didn't understand his own avias. He made a mistake originally. And why is that? Because you interpret things the way your mind hears them. What did it say, the Nevi'ah, to him? Oh my gosh, another 30 days, and Nineveh nefechet. Now, what does nefechet mean? 40 days, I mean. Nineveh nefechet. How is Nineveh nefechet? Well, it could mean Nineveh will be revolutionized. Everyone will do teshuva. This is going to be the most incredible overturning of a city you ever saw in your life. It will be the biggest victory for the right that was ever. That's right. Okay, that's all that was said to him. Now, he thought that it means nefechet. That's going to be destroyed. But that's not what it meant. He didn't really know ilatova ilra'a. All it says was it's going to be revolutionized. I say a revolution, mahapecha. So Nineveh will be subject to a mahapecha. So he misunderstood the whole thing in the first place. Hamavater al divrei navi. So somebody who is not responding to what the navi said, but how does he know that this navi is a real navi, that he should do something? Maybe this guy is an avi sheker. Well, the Ivli oath, obviously, we're talking about over here, is that he gave an oath to be koveya that he's an avi. Well, the case that we had before of Michayahu, he didn't give him any oath. And nonetheless, I mean, this guy was eaten by a lion by not listening to him. No, that's different, because Michayahu had a chazaka. And in a place where he's more secular Navi, he doesn't give a Navi an oath every time. So once he was already established as a Navi with a chazaka, this guy had a chazaka. And therefore he should have listened to him. Because if that's not if you want to see the difference between a Goyish Kup and a Talmud Chacham here, what do they have to talk about, all of these Goyish Kups and Jews that are like Goyish Kups themselves? How could Avram listen to God telling him to do such a terrible thing? You're supposed to be smarter than God. Or your nisoyan is to tell God that he's wrong. It's like unbelievable. What is the real kasha? The real kasha is, how in the world could Yitzchak listen to Avram, who says, I have to kill you? Yitzchak said, you try to kill me and I'll bust your arms. You have no right to kill me. It's usher to kill me. How did he have a right to believe Avram? Avram says, but God told me to kill you. Get out of here. There's thousands of madmen coming around with Jerusalem syndrome. Now my poor father is ill. I'll take you to the doctor. But why in the world should he believe him? That's a Talmud Chacham's kasha here. What a difference, right? So why should I believe you that God told you to kill me? I never heard anything like that before, and neither did anybody else. And it's insane. You obviously have flipped your lid. So what right did he have to listen to Avram Avinu? Ingenious. Okay. So Avram Bahara Moriah, Heki Shamala Yitzchak. So how did Yitzchak listen to him?
And when Elio tells people, let's bring a carbon and we'll give a test to the Baal. It's an Isser Gomer. What are you talking about? You can't bring a carbon outside of the Beis HaMikdash. This is the Har HaCarmel, man. You're in the wrong location. So how did they rely on Elio to do Shchut Echutz? Listen, guys, this is even a beautiful story in a story. Tosis points out this kasha doesn't make any sense because any Beis Din has a right to do things that are crazy if they feel that it's necessary for the Tikkun HaShoah. You don't have to be a Navi. So if they were going to be having this great show in which they're going to be blowing up the Nevi'e HaBaal and they're going to prove to everyone that Hashem Hu Elokim, so fine, so they can be geyser, let's do a Shchit Echutz. What's the big deal? Tosfos says, that wasn't the point. The point was, how do they know that this isn't going to be the biggest flub that ever happened? Some guy comes along dressed in a loincloth, Tarzan is here, and he says, don't worry, the fire is going to come down from the heavens. Get out of here, lock him up. So they needed to trust him that this was actually going to happen. That was the kasha. So how did they rely on him to make a big show? Yes, they have a right to make a big show, assuming that they're sure that the show is going to work. But what if it doesn't work? So that was the kasha. I'm telling you, the difference in how people look at things. Gosh. Yeah, but these guys are ready to have Yoshka Pippik walking out of his tomb as a couple of idiots say, yes, indeed, we saw the light. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, so how could they do this? So you have to say that we rely on a chazaka, and that once the Navi has a chazaka, I'm from a sense, you guys never heard of chazaka? Where did you grow up? In a Catholic seminary. So wherever there's a chazaka, we trust it. So in these cases, Elio had a chazaka, and Michayahu had a chazaka. Fine. Anyway, you know, once you're bringing up the issue, what exactly was the story over there with that carbon that he was going to bring? His child is a carbon, and it's presented in the Torah as if it makes sense, as if it follows. It says, "Vayehi achar ha-devarim ha'ela." What devarim ha'ela? I mean, nothing happened that should have triggered that event. Well, always when the Torah says, Achar HaDvarim HaEle, it refers to something specific. So what were the Dvarim HaEle? Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yossi ben Zimra. What happened over here is that the Satan brought up a Situn against Avram. He says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because note that these words, the Achar HaDvarim HaEle, follow the Vayigdal HaYeled, Vayigamal, and they made the Se'uda, Beyomi Gamelet Yitzchak. Anyway, so the Satan comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's obviously something happened at that Se'uda that was going this. So the Satan says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, Ribbono Shel Olam, Zokein Ze Chananto L'Me'a Shana Priveten. This guy is an old man. You gave him a nace, 100 years old. He has a child. He makes this immense, beautiful, 100,000 people are at this affair. Let me ask you something. Did he remember you at this affair? Did he give you a portion at this affair? I mean, maybe like one little bird for a korban oila, you know, a Torah gozal, $5 in all of the millions that he spent on this affair, huh? I mean, at least that he should have brought to you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, don't be stupid. Kluma sa'al b'shvil b'no, the whole affair was only because of his son. If I would tell him to go shecht his son, he would immediately shecht his son. Yeah, let's see, says the Satan. So then we find Elohim nisot Avraham after the Zinyon. Okay, so he says, kachna es bincha. Amar Reb Shimon ben Abba, when he says the lashon of no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what does no mean? He says, kachna bincha. No, remember, always is please. It's a lashon bakasha. So why does he have to ask? Please give him his orders. Marshal lemelech basar vadam shamdu alav milchamot arbe. This melech has been fighting dozens of wars, and he's got this one hero that is the one that every single war he has been able to win in the most astonishing ways. Oyelo gibor echad v'nitzchan. One day, he gets this especially dangerous situation. He calls in his hero, and he says to him, listen, man, this is the big one. You gotta take care of this one, because if not, everybody's gonna say, these worlds weren't real wars. The moment something serious happens, the big superhero turns out to be affected with kryptonite. No, you've gotta stand up. So same thing over here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avram, listen, all of these nisyonos, up until this point, nisiticha b'chama nisyonot, you were always actually the superhero, but this is the super nisyon. Akshav hamod li b'nisyon zeh, because if not, people will say, well, those weren't the real issues. Now is the real issue, you affect him in this way, he never can stand up to it. And, continuing, so he said to him, kach, no, that's the word no. Let's take the rest of the pasuk. Et bincha. So Avram immediately says, what do you mean et bincha? I've got two sons. I don't know who you're referring to. Says Hashem to him, es yechidicha. What do you mean? Ze yechid limo, ze yechid limo. Each one of my sons is absolutely unique. They each are special to their mother. The one asher ahavta. Well, what do you mean? I love both my kids. What do you think? Tarvayu rachim nalohu. As Yitzchak, the Kokach Lama, why not just say, take Yitzchak? Kidei Shaloti Tarev Da'ato Alav. He did not want Avram to be shocked suddenly by the horror of what he was saying. Anyway, so the Satan comes to meet Avram along the road. So the Satan says to him, the psukim from Eov, that should actually make him give up. And he says, you know, Ani Sadavar Elecha Til Eh. I don't know the thing. What the heck? Look what he does to you. Atzor b'milin miuchal. Hine yisar terabim. Yadayim refot techazek. Look, does it make sense that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give you something that is going to just completely destroy you? It'll be till eh. You've been working your whole life. Look what it is that you've done. Hine yisar terabim. Yadayim refot techazek. Koshel yikimuni lecha. This is what the chaverim of Eov are saying, right? So look how many people you helped, and you held up hands that are weak, and people that had fallen, you raised them up. And now he's going to come to you. He's going to destroy everything that you've done. What do you think people are going to say about this great Avraham, who was the leader of morality and rationality and a brand new world of freedom and enlightenment, and the Meshuggah goes and kills his son? Oh, my God, you know, he might have taken us to Comet Bo Peep or something if we'd stuck with this guy. Thank heavens we got away from him in time. This is what's going to happen. Is this correct? That everything that you do should be undermined just because he wants to put on a show? This is outrageous. Amarlos Avram said to him, listen, buddy, ani bitumi elech. I can't give you answers. There's no answers. I'm being faced with a situation. I stick to my innocence. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. It's not up to me to make all of these cheshbainas. I do what I'm told that I have to do. Amarlo. Well, if that's the case, halo yiratcha kislatecha, so then it's your very yirat shamayim that is actually going to be the stupidest thing that you ever did. You're supposed to work it out and understand. After all, Rabbi Riskin says, you're supposed to tell God you're wrong, and I refuse to do it. That's what a real man would do. Amar lo, Avram says back to him, Zechor na miuna ki avad. Continuing on with the same psukim in Eov. You don't make a mistake by being a naki. I don't question. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells me whatever will work out, will work out. Anyway, so the Satan sees that Avram is paying no attention to his logic. So given the chasid lo kashamiyale. So he said to him, listen. Very good. This is what I wanted to hear from you. You're a genius. But now, you need to understand, I mean, it really hurts me to see you suffering like this, and you're putting yourself through hell for nothing because
I happen to have heard, Meacharei Pargod, that it's actually the Seh is what is going to be brought as the Oila, and not Yitzchak. And Yitzchak Lo'ela. You're making this big drama. You're putting yourself through this whole thing, getting yourself all turned on to this terrible martyrdom. It's all a bunch of crap. Nothing's going to happen. It's just a show. And you're believing in the show. You want to go through the show? Go through the show. I mean, but come on. Relax. Nothing's going to happen. And so Avram says to him, you know, sounds very good. But kach onshel shel badai. As far as I know you from my experience, everything you say is always garbage, you know? So you've established yourself as having a chazaka to be a phony. So that's what happens when somebody has a chazaka being a phony. Afilo amar emet, en shomim lo. Nobody pays attention even when he says the truth. And therefore, whatever will work out, will work out. So that's the achar hadvarim ha'ela. Rabbi Levi says, well, now, wait a minute. There's a whole other point to this, right? Because, I mean, it does affect Yitzchak. So if the object of the Nisoyan to Avraham is Yitzchak, so then Yitzchak had to have also triggered the, so one is mashal in the other. The truth is there were other things. Yishmael had said to Yitzchak when Yitzchak was older, Ani gadol mimcha b'mitzvot. You know, big deal. You had a brit milah when you were 8 days old. You couldn't do anything about it. You didn't know anything about it. I was 13 years old, just like every good Arab, you know, and we show our mesiris nefesh for a brit milah, you know, not like these Jewish kids, they never do anything for a brit milah. So Yitzchak says to him, ha, be'ever achadot amigarebi, what? So now this is supposed to be a big challenge to me. You have one part of your body that you're able to do better than me. Let me tell you something. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu had said, you bring yourself up as a korban, I would be very happy to bring myself up as a korban. Miyad v'Elohim nisa et Avraham. So indeed, this is the other side of the story. Tana Rabbana. Navi she'idiach b'skila. So getting back to the various Navi'e Sheker, which we said were b'chenek, there's also a Navi that would be chayiv skila, and that would be a Navi who tries to get other people to do Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no, even that Navi is b'chenek. Medichei ir haranidachas are b'skila, which we had before. So there, most of the city listens to them. The city themselves is Behereg, but the ones who are Medeach them are Beskila. Rabbi Shimon says, even the Medeachim of the Yeranidachas are Bechenek. Navi Shidiach Beskila, why did Rabbanan say it's Skila? They learned this out from Exereshav. Atya Hadacha Hadacha Mimesit. So it says, Anavia hu Cholema Chaloma hu Yumat. Kidiber Sarah lahadichacha min haderech, and that same lashon of a mesit is skaltoba avanim uvmeit ki bikesh lahadichacha mi'al Hashem Elokecha. So there it says beferish skaltoba avanim. So the lahadichacha is beskila. So markan beskila, also malalam beskila, afkan beskila. That must mean that the navi who wanted to be beidichacha would be skaltoba avanim. And Rabbi Shimon, what does he do with that? Rabbi Shimon says, no, it says the Lashon of Misa, Stam. It says, Anavi Chalema Chalomahu, Yumat. And we already learned that Mita Ktuvaba is always, Ko Mita Amura Betara Stam, in Elechenek. And, Medicha Yeranitachat, what's the marker for the Machlokas? My time in the Rabbana? They learn Hadacha Hadacha from either case. It says over there a Lashon of Hadacha. And it says by the Mesit, or it says by the Navishi Diak, which we learned out from each other. So basically, we have that word, Hadacha, three times. We have that Navi Amedia, we have the Mesit, and we also have the Medicha Ir Hanidachat. Rabbi Shimon only had the Gzeresh Avah, because he didn't have the original Gzeresh Avah, that we should have the Hadacha by the Navi, to learn out from the Hadacha the Mesit. So therefore, the Rabbanan who do, so they learn out Hadacha, Hadacha, either one, because to them, the original Kabbalah of the Gezeirah Shavah puts together these three Hadachot, whereas Aliva to Rabbi Shimon, he was only Mekabel of that Gezeirah Shavah of Hadacha Hadacha. He learned it only from Navi. And since by him, the Yumat, by the Navi, meant Chenek, it means also that it would be Chenek. And why doesn't he learn it out from Mesit? I mean, after all, it's never said precisely what the word is. He was told there's one Gezeirah Shavah. Because done in Mesit Rabim, be Mesit Rabim. Ve'en danim Mesit Rabim, be Mesit Yachid. It makes more sense to be comparing a Mesit, which is the one, the Navi who goes in his Mesit, everybody that is listening to the Navi, and the one who's Mesit, a whole city. But as far as putting the Yachid, where he's a din of a mesit, it's the yachid, it's the midiach that is the midiach of a rabbin. Makes more sense to compare rabbin to rabbin? No. Makes more sense to compare a non-navi to a non-navi. We should be done in hedyot mi hedyot. Why would we be done hedyot from a special din of a navi? And of course, as Rabbi Shimon had said before, kivan sheidiach ein lecha hedyot mi godol mizeh. There's no bigger hedyot in the world than this idiot who would go ahead and do such a stupid thing. All right, we'll have to continue, I guess, when we meet tomorrow, regular time, Bezrat Hashem. All right, excellent. Have you been patient? Wow. Okay, the special din of Purim.
Zimit, he says, if you come back alive, I didn't speak, and let everybody know this, but it's very interesting. It's a post. Oath, but it is different than not having
given an oath. I'm not sure I understand your point. In what way is a post Nevi'ahs a simon in advance of a Nevi'ahs? I don't understand. He's saying I'm the one that's telling you the real Nevi'ahs, and everybody here that is not sure whether they should be listening to all of these idiots, well, they'll soon find out. But that's not going to help Achav in any way, right? So what is the point?
He could respond and not go. But I'm just saying that it's an interesting oath. The oath will be Lafer HaMaisa. It's just, you had a country.
Yeah, but it's not an oath to him. Okay. I'm not quite sure what to hear. Okay, you're saying it includes also an oath. Includes Gufa knows about Reb Yitzchak himself, about the sheet of Reb Yitzchak. Excellent. Anyway, quite an exciting stuff.
Can I ask a question?
I don't think so. I mean, you're welcome to ask it to me personally, but okay. I think we should let everybody go. It's quite late. And it's a busy day. Kol tov.